about 14% of Americans can't read. That's according to a U.S. Department of Education study from 2013. And while Vermont's literacy rate is higher than the national average, plenty of children are falling behind. VPR Charlotte Albright takes us to a remedial reading lesson that is showing some promise.
At about 3 on a sunny afternoon at Mount Lebanon Elementary School in New Hampshire's Upper Valley, kids are eager to go home. But one third grader will stay late to catch up on her reading skills. Her tutor, Neil Krantz, works with a nonprofit Stern Center for Language and Learning. It's based in Williston with a branch in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Here and at the Hartford Middle School, Krantz teaches what's called structured language.
And it's supported by a huge range of research. And basically, it's old-fashioned phonics, layer upon layer, premeditated, one step at a time. The students who work with teachers like myself end up becoming very similar to linguists. They get a real deep, intense understanding of the English language.
It may seem odd that a child having trouble learning to read can acquire a sophisticated understanding of the way the language works. But Krantz says 30 years of research shows that 85% of native English speakers learn to read and write intuitively without being taught explicitly how the language is put together. But for some children, like Krantz's 8-year-old tutee, Ava Beauvert, only by learning phonetic rules can she become a fluent reader.
And then an O-R. Yeah, and a T.
On a computer-assisted smart board, Ava drags letters with her fingers to make words on the screen. Eventually, she tries reading a whole paragraph containing some of those words. To make sure she's applying phonics rules rather than making guesses based on the overall meaning of the story, Krantz tells her she first has to read the whole passage in reverse.
Funny, not that.
Hard to tell at this point, but it's an amusing tale about a talking chicken. When she's finally allowed to read the words in the right order, Ava first pronounces cork as croc, but corrects herself by remembering what the letters O-R always sound like together.
Cork, 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 cork.
Okay, all right, you got it. Start with
cork. Put a cork in it. That's not funny.
It's a eureka moment as Ava finishes the story with flair and does a little dance at the end. Her mother, Kristen, looking on, is a little misty-eyed.
I am blown away and a little emotional about it, but she, just her understanding, her being able to break it down, her understanding of syllables, vowels, you know, it's just amazing to me. It's really, really been a dramatic change. I'm just in awe.
Not every mother can take her child to remedial reading lessons after school every day. Families matter in the road to literacy. But so, perhaps, does the makeup of a child's brain. As she reads, Ava's brain waves will be studied by Dartmouth education professor Donna Koch, who is partnering with the Stern Center on a National Science Foundation grant. Koch hopes to learn what makes brains like Ava's different.
If we can pinpoint what does change with the intervention, then we can sort of kind of backwards reason to, oh, that's the part that wasn't working so well at the beginning.
Koch also hopes to learn whether this kind of intense daily one-on-one coaching can bring a struggling reader up to par with her peers quickly enough to advance with them in school. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.